immersed in some arcane experiment. He was seeing no one. The stinking ragbag that contained the howler was perched atop some of the highest scaffolding surrounding Overlook. Work had resumed, though at a snail's pace. Long Shadow wouldn't quit just because an army was nearby. The sky was heavily overcast. A chill breeze whined through the scaffolding. Unpleasant weather was headed our way.
"You sent for me,"
Singh sounded offended. He was cold for certain.
"It was not a summons, friend Narayan,"
Howler replied. The deceiver's approach had been impressively discreet. Easy to see how he'd become a master strangler.
"An invitation only. Perhaps my messenger failed to relay my exact words."
A crow whipped past. Another settled nearby. It pecked at crumbs left scattered where workmen had paused to eat. Singh ignored them. There had been crows everywhere since the earthquake. Times were good for the blackbirds.
Howler said, "It occurred to me that you might be interested in what's been happening outside. I believe Lady has sent you a personal message."
Singh stared down at the array of severed heads indicated by Howler. Undaunted by the presence of workmen, Taglian cavalrymen had set up their trophies close enough for their faces to be recognized. Narayan counted heads. His skinny shoulders slumped. Howler's stance became subtly mocking.
"I was right. It is a message. A prophecy. She's trying to foretell my future. She does these things. I worked for her, and her husband before her. This is nothing!"
Howler tried and failed to stifle a shriek.
"Seems to me Kina hasn't taken good care of our children lately."
Singh didn't argue.
"How will you bring on the Year of the Skulls now? How many of your freak brothers are left? You risk more than you know when you mock the goddess." "I doubt it."
Howler controlled another rising scream. Like a man choking down a persistent cough, he could manage for short times.
"In any case, I don't think I'm going to stay around to find out. Long Shadow is too damned crazy to do what he has to do. I refuse to be dragged down with him."
He eyed Singh sidelong, watching for a reaction. Narayan smiled as though privy to a huge and ugly secret.
"You fear Lady. You cannot control your functions when you think of her."
Me, Mergen, ectoplasmic spy, sat on the runt's shoulder and wondered if these two would be kind enough to take it a little further and give me something I could use. Howler had something on his mind. Singh started to leave. It was obvious that those heads out there did little to sustain his faith. Unlike his spooky ward, he did not enjoy visitations from his goddess. Neither she nor the Daughter of Night had bothered providing explanations for the countless disasters befalling his brethren. Howler read his mood perfectly.
"Makes you wonder about the divine order, doesn't it?"
he screamed before Singh could respond. He'd lost control because he was startled. I was startled too. Swarms